T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We all heard last week there were some challenges with mail-in ballots. And I'll say challenges. We kind of know the story, but there's still some gaps and things that folks don't understand. It was kind of an easy fix to the ballot question, but many of you still had questions, and I had the opportunity to participate in an event sponsored by the League of Women Voters last week. I was only the moderator, so I didn't have to answer any of the questions. All I had to do was field them, but Andrew, from here on in, I think, known as Andy Zeffi, is the county solicitor for Allegheny County. He's the chief legal officer of the county and serves as the director of the law department. Was one of the panelists on that at that event. He knew all the answers, so I figured who better to get on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline than Mr. Zeffi. He agreed to come on. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Oh, thank you very much, Lynn. Good to talk to you again.
And it is okay that I call you Andy, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Great. So, Andy, where are we? The new ballots have been mailed out, correct?
That's right. So just with regard to the mistaken corrected ballot issue, those have all been mailed out. I know from getting some texts and emails that a number of them have already been received. So what people want to look for, if they're getting a corrected ballot, it'll look like the other one they got, except it'll have an orange stripe across the envelope. And the envelope that you should use, the declaration envelope inside it, will also have an orange stripe on it. And you'll get a letter in there, too, that will tell you why you're receiving this and what happened and explaining the process.
So when you say there'll be a letter in there, so there could be some people who don't realize that the old ballot they got was a problem. There could be people who don't realize that.
Right. There could be. So they'll get this in the mail, though, at the same address they got their other ballot. And I encourage them, if they see this envelope with the orange stripe, open it up and read it immediately. That is your corrected ballot, and that is the one you should, again, fill out and send back in.
And then I know that the county also established a website where people can go to and put their name in, and that's now up and running as well. If they think that they may have been affected, they can go put their name in, and it will also tell you if you're affected. Any idea how active or how many people have utilized that website?
We think a lot of people did. One thing your viewer, your listener should know is it's not up anymore. Once the once all of the corrected ballots got mailed out, they took the website down just because now they're all out there. And starting today, tomorrow, everybody should be receiving their corrected ones. But we do think that, I don't have numbers on how many people went to it, but I think it was a useful tool for in that window of time before the fix was fully implemented.
So then, Andy, what kind of questions? I mean, are people still feeling confused? I mean, we're seeing huge turnouts, and we're seeing huge people using mail-in ballots. We're seeing huge turnouts at the satellite locations, but are people still feeling confused and raising questions about this whole process?
I mean, yeah, we talk to people all the time, and the questions range from, things you couldn't even imagine to pretty mundane things. But here's what I would stress to everybody, and it's something we talked about last Wednesday on that call, is that every voter, if you haven't voted yet, you should formulate your own plan for how you're going to do it. You can still apply for a mail-in ballot up to the 27th, although I would encourage everyone to do that sooner or later. You can still go to your polling place. They'll all be open on November 3rd, on Election Day. If you're going to go with that option, boy, I would encourage you to really plan, as they say, bring some water, bring a dress for the weather. You know, we're anticipating a very high turnout. The other option that you have, if you have received a mail-in ballot and you don't want to return it, you can bring it back to the, bring your materials back to the polling place and sign a form that says you're spoiling that ballot and then vote on the machine. And one more thing I should mention, the satellite offices, which are, will still be accepting ballots for people who have completed their mail-in or absentee ballots this weekend. And there's a schedule of which of those offices will be available on the Allegheny County Elections Division website.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned the satellite offices, because there was a story that broke, I guess, over the weekend about satellite offices and poll watchers. And I'm not sure that the average person even quite understands what the role of a poll watcher is.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, two congressional campaigns sued over allowing poll watchers into the satellite offices. So what people need to know are, poll watchers are legally entitled to be in polling places on election day, in polling places. They're allowed to observe what goes on there. They're allowed to see the list of voters who've come in. But these offices that are open are just that. They are offices. They are not polling places. I guess we'll have this out in court with them. But one thing I think the public should know, not one person has been denied entry into any of these offices either. There have been representatives of candidates and campaigns and parties observing, quote unquote, these offices the past 2 weekends. And they're perfectly nice people who didn't cause any trouble that I'm aware of. And so no one was denied entry. No one was refused any entry to any of these places. So we'll see how this lawsuit, you know, shakes out. But it's certainly our position, and this is supported by the law, the same case was tossed in Philadelphia, that these are offices, not polling places. But for the average voter going in and out, that really makes no difference whatsoever whether someone's observing or whether they're technically a poll watcher.
Let me just say for the record as well, here in Pennsylvania today, this day, November 19th, is the last day to register. So I'm not talking about asking for a mail-in ballot or any of those things, but just to register. So if you are not a registered voter, this is the day. You got to get that done. Andy Zeffie is our guest today. He is the chief legal officer for Allegheny County. He serves as the director of the law department. And I don't know, he's kind of impressed me as the go-to guy when it comes to anything ballot related here in Allegheny County. He's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And Andy, let me ask you this. I mean, are we looking at record-breaking turnout, do you think, for this election?
I think so. You know, we guess at these things every election, but certainly every indicator we've got out there now says that, you know, we have 900,000 registered voters in Allegheny County, and I certainly anticipate getting over, you know, 700,000, 720, somewhere up there. We certainly hope so.
720. And what do we average? I remember, I want to say 2 years ago in 18, I want to say I sat on this very radio show and yelled at listeners because the voter turnout was so poor.
Yeah, you're talking about, so in a midterm, you know, in the presidentials, those are your big turnout years, mm-hmm. right? So
right.
2016, you had a big presidential year, you're probably talking about somewhere in the 70% turnout range. So 70% turnout range out of 900,000 puts us at about 630,000. So I think the prognosticators who follow these things, myself included, are looking to, you know, we think we're going to exceed that number and be more in the 700,000 range.
So given that, do we have any idea when we might know our numbers for Allegheny County?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're doing everything we can now. We're not allowed to start opening envelopes and counting, pre-canvassing, they call it, until 7 a.m. election day right now. There's some starting and stopping in Harrisburg on moving that date up to like maybe Saturday. We certainly hope they do that to give us more time. But if we can't really do much until 7 a.m. in terms of opening envelopes, and we anticipate getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000 plus mail-in and absentee ballots, that is a time-consuming process. We're going to do everything we can to get our results out as soon as we can. Remember, the results in Allegheny County just tell you Allegheny County.
Right.
And the, you know, the presidential election gets decided state by state. So I can't really speak for other counties. We feel pretty good about the work we did in the primary back in June. We were pretty much the first in the state to have all of our stuff done. And we're pushing hard to be the same standard bearer for that this time around.
Now, for folks who watch, and I am one of those people who kind of watches news from all over the country, we are beginning to hear stories about voter suppression and intimidation at the polls, and quite frankly, some horror stories of some things going on across the country. But have we seen any of those things or anything even like that in Allegheny County popping up?
Well, I mean, if one considers lawsuit suppression, it's my world on these things that I'm defending, but we've seen plenty of those. But in terms of the physical, no, we were at our satellite offices these past 2 weekends, very peaceful. There were candidates and campaigns out there with signs, but I didn't see any efforts. I was at all of them. I didn't see any efforts really to block people or intimidate people the past 2 weekends. We'll see on election day. That always is something that we're concerned about. And I know we've talked to our sheriffs and county police and the election court, certainly the Court of Common Pleas, about, you know, what the process is going to be should we run into any intimidation efforts. So I think all those parties are kind of mobilized and very much aware and ready for what could happen. But to some degree, we do have to kind of wait and see.
And if people do run into obstacles, they should do what? I mean, are there hotline numbers set up? Or because I know there is an elections court that I believe it came up in our meeting in that session we did the other day that is open until at least 8 and longer if needed.
Right, right. The first thing to do if you're seeing something at your polling place and you're at your polling place is to notify the judge of elections in that polling place. A lot of issues we've had throughout the years can get resolved that way with the judge of elections, who has authority to run that polling place, kind of taken over. If it's beyond that, and we see a recurring efforts at, say, intimidation or interference, we do ask that those elections workers, the poll workers there, call down to elections court. And we would take factual information from them, present it to the judge presiding in elections court, and we would get a court order, most likely excluding that person, barring them from that polling place. And the sheriff would take that order out there and address it.
So, Andy, you've been in this job since 2012. Have you ever seen an election like this before in Allegheny County?
No, that's a softball there, Lynn. No, there's never been one like this one, that's for sure. Presidentials are always challenging. Any election is challenging under the most ideal of circumstances. Elections are challenging. This year, when you factor in the new voting laws, the new voting machines, the pandemic, I don't think there's really ever been anything like it. But a lot of people have put in a tremendous amount of time and energy and thought into making this run as smooth as it could possibly run. So we do ask voters, you know, to be patient out there. All those factors combined, and I know there's a lot of people on edge and passions are running high for both candidates for president, but we do have to recognize and respect other people's voting rights and their opinions on election day, and the process needs to run smoothly. And for that to happen, we need voters out there to respect that and acknowledge that. So we're Pittsburghers. I feel like I'm pretty confident they will.
And real quick, and I apologize, I should have asked you this before, and just reconfirming, so all of the polling places will be open on the 3rd. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Andy Zeffie, thanks so much for joining us. You answered a lot of questions. Polling places will be open. Look for the envelopes with the orange stripes. I got it. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Lynn. Have a good one.